Some wannabe returnees have been left out in the cold after Omicron prompted a last-minute change to the number of MIQ rooms released today. Officials say they're taking precautions so that there's enough room for community cases, as well as international arrivals in coming days and weeks. That includes travellers from high-risk countries who need to spend 14 days in MIQ rather than the 7, Katie Todd reports.
3,100 rooms were meant to go up for grabs today, but this morning MIQ announced it had sliced more than 1,000 rooms off the number available. That meant Savannah Jackson's wait in the virtual lobby ended in disappointment.
I got 2,500 something, and today, and I thought, well, if we hadn't, they originally had like over 3,000 rooms. I thought, okay, I would have been in, but no, unfortunately not.
Ms Jackson has taken part in every MIQ lottery to date in a bid to get a voucher for her partner and daughter so they can return from Australia next month. She's had no luck. Last week she got past the lobby, but the only date available was the very next day, meaning there wasn't enough time to get a COVID-19 test.
There are people who've tried two times and have got a spot. I'm now on the 10th time. There's no sort of priority. There's no recognition for previous attempts. So it's just such a huge waste of time.
MIQ says it will continue to release as many rooms as it can in a safe, manageable way. It says the decision to cut capacity in the booking system in light of Omicron was purely precautionary. It notes travellers from very high-risk countries now have to spend twice the time in MIQ, including 9 Southern African countries added to the government's list on Sunday. Infectious diseases specialist Lucy Telfer-Barnard from the University of Otago believes the limit on capacity is warranted, while there's so many unknowns with the Omicron variant.
In 2 or 3 weeks, we should have a better understanding of what the infectiousness is like, what the incubation period is, how severe it is, and whether that's actually meaningfully different from what we're dealing with now with Delta and previous strains.
Dr. Telfer-Barnard says officials are giving themselves options.
Just making sure that they've got some extra rooms in case people need to spend longer in the MIQ because the incubation turns out to be longer.
Asked what assurances she can give people overseas who have missed out on a spot and are now worried that Omicron will result in even stricter border settings, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the country's current border system had served well.
With many other countries either reinstating or creating border controls, we already have ours in place. We've done that while still having, if I recall, up to 190,000 people come through our borders safely. So we have maintained our MIQ, all our international arrivals are still coming through it, and we of course continue to honour the bookings that we have with New Zealanders offshore.
MIQ says there are still several thousand rooms to be released through to March. The date of the next room release is yet to be confirmed.